Hi everyone, we're going to start. Some of our guests need to leave by 1:45, and I'm very excited as I look around the room, and I want to thank everybody for coming. First of all, I want to acknowledge the traditional owners of our land, the Ngunnawal people, and also everybody who's come today. Lots of important key people. Lots of interest around public health and prisoner health. But most of all, when I look around the room, I see people who are committed and people who, if we all stick together long enough, we can make a difference. Today we have, I'm really fortunate. Mary Porter has sponsored the day, and I'd like to thank Mary. Mary is the MLA and member for Ginninderra, and also Michael Moore. Michael Moore will be giving our key presentation, and he is the CEO of the Public Health Association of Australia. We'll then have a time for questions. So please, as you're listening to Mary and Michael, think about what you'd like to know. And now, thank you all. Hopefully we'll have another seminar like this very soon so we can keep this information going until we do bring about change in the ACT. I'd like to introduce you now to Mary Porter. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you very much, Robin. I also would like to acknowledge that we're meeting on the lands of the Ngunnawal people and pay my respects to their elders, past and present, and also to thank them for the contribution that they make to this place that we all call home now. I'd also like to acknowledge Robin as the Executive Officer of ACT Hepatitis Resource Centre. Thank you for organising the work that you did and your organisation did to organise this seminar today. I know organising anything is a big task. My former role, I can remember many things I had to organise in this vein. Of course, I'd like to acknowledge Michael Moore, CEO of Public Health Association of Australia, and the panel members that are here today, Annie Maiden and Michael Levy, Medical Director of Corrections ACT, John Van De Dugan, an Indigenous Project Officer from ABLE, which I'm not sure whether John's arrived yet, but he will be here shortly, and Brian Dunn, the Senior Manager of Community-Based Corrections. I don't see any of my Assembly colleagues here. If you are here, just wave your hand. Okay, so I'm very pleased to be able to host you today, and I'm extremely pleased to see so many people here from the Assembly. I do see some people here from some of my colleagues' offices. It's a sitting day, as you would imagine. We're really busy, so I apologise on behalf of the other members that they haven't been able to get down here. But I do see that Katie Gallagher's staff is here today. I do apologise in advance that I do need to leave by 1:45 so I can get ready. We now start at 2:00 and we have to be in the chamber before that. The ACT Government is committed to the restoration of prisoners in the Alexander McConachie Centre and also in Bimbury with our detainees there, and providing an environment conducive to maintaining or restoring the good health of people who are in our corrections system is a significant element of this commitment. Although the term prison health is used to describe this event's presentation, I believe we are, however, referring to the health of all those who are involved in our corrections centre at Alexander McConachie Centre in Bimbury, such as remandees, detainees, corrections officers and other staff, as well as visitors. As we know, ACT Health released a document in 2007 entitled HIV, AIDS, Hepatitis C, Sexually Transmissible Infections, a Strategic Framework for the ACT 2007 to 2012. This framework will help to guide the ACT's responses to the issues of hepatitis C virus and other blood-borne diseases. This document acknowledges that the appropriate testing is necessary for all people who have been exposed to hepatitis C, that those who unfortunately have been diagnosed with hepatitis C will be assessed for suitability for treatment and have access to appropriate pathways to clinical treatments and support, as well as encouraging treatment uptake and compliance. I'm also happy to say that a comprehensive range of specialist services for hepatitis C treatment is provided through the ACT and Region's Hepatitis Clinic at the Canberra Hospital. The government also funds a wide range of health programs through the ACT, through ACT Health, aimed at the prevention and the treatment of hepatitis C, increasing the number of people in the ACT accessing or completing HCV treatment. This is a major priority in the ACT strategic framework. And to this end, the government has increased the ACT Hepatitis Resource Centre funding. ACT Health has also funded a HBC treatment access awareness advertising campaign in 2008-2009 in order to increase public awareness of HCV and to encourage them to be tested if they risk exposure to HCV. The ACT has also contributed to HCVC research, by participating in the Australian Chronic Hepatitis C Observational Study in partnership with National Centre in HIV Epidemiology and Clinical Research and other jurisdictions. And the ACT has recruited 50 participants for this study through the Canberra Hospital. The National Hepatitis C Strategy recognises that people in custodial settings are disproportionately affected by hepatitis C compared to with those living in the broader community. The ACT has endorsed hepatitis C's prevention, treatment and care guidelines for Australian custodial settings. Health service plans developed for the AMC specifically recognise the need for persons infected with and at risk of hepatitis C infection, and the New South Wales Inmate Health Survey, which was used for the basis of identifying expected needs of prisoners in the AMC, reported a hepatitis C prevalence of 64% in female inmates and 40% in male inmates. The potential for a problem of such import having been identified, we as a community need to look to measures that will limit the impact of blood-borne diseases. A drug and alcohol therapeutic community has already started assessments on inmates at the AMC, with operations expected to be in full swing by next month. This therapeutic intervention uses a segregated community approach for offenders with moderate to high level of drug and alcohol addiction. This environment provides prisoners with similar offences and history support, particularly in relation to drug and alcohol abuse, and it helps members to form relationships of support while accessing targeted rehabilitation. In this environment, it's the community itself that will promote positive personal change. The government aims to specifically look at the matter of needle and needle exchange program for the AMC after an appropriate time has elapsed. That is to say, sometime next year, when other bedding down issues have been adequately addressed. It is critical that we continue our search for solutions to this problem by striving for best practice in this, the nation's capital. I look forward to hearing from Mr. Moore and the panel members and hearing your questions today. Thank you very much.